We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Tainus, Halacha Dalid, in middle of paragraph Yud Dalid, the subparagraph that begins with the words Vezehu Bechinas Yaakov, Shenikra Al Shem Ho'ekev, Bechinas Raglim. Yaakov Avinu's name is related to the Ekev, the bottom of the heel of the foot. The Pasuk tells us that when they came out from their mother's womb, Yaakov Avinu's hand was holding on to the heel of the foot of Esav. Kishom bebechinas raglin bebechinas ho'etzois, shom ikra hamelchoma shebein Yaakov Esav. Because it's by the feet, which represent advice, as we mentioned earlier, that's where the main battle between Yaakov and Esav takes place. Shehem bechinas etzes etzais hayetzer toi ve'etzes etzer hara. The battle between the good inclination and the evil inclination. Ki Esav hu bechinas zuamas hanochosh, bechinas etzois hanochosh, bechinas hanochosh heshiani. Esav represents the filth of the snake, the advice of the snake, as we see in the pasuk when the snake advised Adam and Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. V'alkein ochaz Yaakov ba'kevoi. And that's why Yaakov Avinu held on to the lower part of his foot. Ki einoi manichoi ligmoir atzosoi. This is to show that Yaakov Avinu refuses to allow Esav to carry out his Eitzah, to complete what he wants to do. Ki ikar tikin ho'Eitzah hu kishegoyim rimim ho'Eitzah ma shetzrichim. Because the main concept of an Eitzah being successful is when the person succeeds in carrying out what the Eitzah is, carrying out what they want to accomplish through the Eitzah. Ki ma shebo al Eitzah b'melchomo u'matzliach al yodo lefi sho v'yachar kach neshapech ha'galgal v'noifal al yidei zeh. Because the fact that a person receives advice in a battle and they experience a temporary success, and then afterwards things turn around and a guy gets wiped out completely, bevadai ein ze eitza toiva, that's not called good advice yet. Ve'ikar ho eitza toiva hu kishezoich al yodo le'achris toiv. The main concept of good advice is when the advice that leads to a good future, a real good future, a permanent future. V'alkein kol ho'etzois ha'ev dekechovim heim etzois nevorois. And this is why the advice of the goyim, the advice of the other, is bad advice. Ki af al pi shematzlichem al yodo lefi sho u'moishlem al Yisrael. Because even though they seem to be succeeding temporarily, and they're ruling for now, they're ruling over the Jewish people, aval achrisom adei oived, but their end is complete destruction. V'alkein ne'emar aleihem, and that's why the pasuk says in Parshas Vezos Habrocha about them, ki goy oivad etzois hema, that they are a nation which has no advice, no good advice. Uchsiv Hashem hefir atzas goyim. The pasuk says Hashem pushes aside the advice of the goyim. Bechinas utzu etzo v'sufor dabru dover v'loyokum ki monukel. Ki heim misyatzim b'chol pam l'chalos Yisroel l'gamri chasshon. Because they're always trying to get together and plan and come up with advice as to how to destroy the Jews completely. Kemo shekosuv ki noyatzu leiv yachdov. The pasuk in Tehillim. Uchsiv, and the other pasuk which says, al amcho ya'arimu soid v'yisyoatzu al tzvonecho. They get together to plan secretly about the Jews and to come up with advice about Hashem's chosen people. Omru lechu v'nachachide migoiv lo yizoch Hashem Yisrael oid. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu miyodom. However, Hashem rescues us from their hands. V'lo yanichem ligmoir atzosom. And Hashem will not allow them to complete their plan. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, utzu eitzel v'sufor dabru dovar v'lo yokum. They will not fulfill what the plan is. V'zeo bechinas v'yodoi oichezes ba'kes eitzel v'shepirush rashi romas. She'enoi manichoi ligmor malchusoi at shebov anoitla mimenu. Rashi HaKodesh points out there that there's a remez in this, that Yaakov Avinu is hinting to Esav that he will not allow him to finalize his kingdom. Before Esav finishes, establishes his kingdom, Yaakov Avinu will come and take it away from him. Hainu she'atzosoi shalideze ikar kiyum malchusoi, meaning Esav's advice, Esav's ideas, which are what sustain his kingdom, ki ikar kiyum hamalchus v'ayde yoyatzim, because the main thing that supports and sustains a kingdom is its advisors. Avol Yaakov lo yaniach oisoi ligmor atzosoi. However, Yaakov Avinu will not allow Esav to carry through on his plans, on his advice. Shu b'chinas malchusai, which is his kingdom. Ad sheyovoi v'yitla mimenu, until Yaakov Avinu will come and take it away from him. Ki atzas Hashem lo'ilam tamoi, because the eitz of Hashem, which is the Jewish people, they will remain permanently. Ki koidem sheyirtze Esav asitrachor ligmor atzosoi, because before Esav will succeed in finalizing his plans, b'soich kach yovoi Moshiach, shehu Pele Yoyates, Vyamshich Eitzois Amukois Kele, Shaideze Yizbatlu Kol Eitzois Hasitrach Rashim Chines Esav. Moshiach will come, who is called Pele Yoyates, and he will introduce advice, deep, profound advice, which will do away with all the advice, all the ideas of the Sitrachra. Nimtzo, Sheshem Yaakov Nikro Be'ez Shadain Yesh, Be'ez Shesh Le'adain Milchomim Esav. So therefore, the name Yaakov is given when we're still in a state of battle with Esav. Dahainu kishem is gaber molav adayin besfeikois ve'etzois hafuchois menemes, meaning when the forces of Esav, of the Sitrachra, are still trying to battle the Jewish people with doubts and all kinds of wrong advice, advice that draws us away from the truth. Shein b'chinas atzaz goyim. And this is what the Pasuk refers to when it speaks about the battle between Yaakov Avinu and the angel of Esav. And it says that the angel of Esav pushed his bone out of place. Shenoga b'yerechayin v'raglin, meaning that the angel was able to touch, to affect the thigh, the legs. Hainu boho eitzam, meaning the advice. This is the cause of the lengthy exiles that we're going through. Shehu besoid vateka kafyerech Yaakov, kiyodua, kamashikosu bezoyer HaKodesh, as is known in the Zoyer HaKodesh and the Sifrei Kabbalah, that's what this pasuk hints to when it tells us that the angel succeeded in causing the bone to go out of place by Yaakov Avinu's thigh. That implies the exile that Klal Yisrael, that Yaakov Avinu's children would have to go through in the future. As the Zohar HaKodesh says on the pasuk, Al Kain Lo Yoichlu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Hanoshe, therefore the Jewish people do not eat the Gid Hanoshe, Ki Noga Bekaf Yerech Yaakov, because the angel succeeded in affecting the thigh of Yaakov Avinu. Shehi Merameis Al Tishabov. This pasuk, it says the Jews do not eat. That's a remez to the fast day, Tisha B'Av, which is the Rosh Hashanah, the word S. S Gidanoshe, the letters S, Aleph Tov, is Tisha Av, the ninth of Av. She'oz nechrav ha-Beis HaMikdosh ve'Kodesh HaKadoshim she'misham kol ha-Itzos. That's the day when the Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed and the Holy of Holies, from which we draw our advice. It's brought also that the words Gid Hanosh, S Gid Hanoshe, S Aleph Tov is Tisha Av. The word Gid, the Gimel, represents the third day in Tishrei, which is Tzom Gedalia. The Yud is Asora B'Teves. Gimel Yud Dalid is 17, which is Shiva Asor B'Tamuz. So that in these words S, and the word Hanoshe is the letters Hashono. That which days of the year do we Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael, therefore the Jews do not eat, when Hashanah, which days of the year? Es Gid. That's a remez to the four fasts that we're speaking about here. V'zeh bechinas oichel lachmi Higdil Olai Okev. This is what the Pasuk alludes to when Dovra Melch says, those people who ate my bread, they ate my food, and then they came up against me. Because as we learned earlier, when there's a pigam in Emunas Chachomim, it causes a pigam in Achila, whereby these foul vapors go up from the food to the brain and they cloud the person's thinking. This causes the Eitzah to become defective. Shibchinas Ekev Raglim, which is associated with the feet, the lower part of the feet. Aval acharkach, his gabarol of Yaakov, but afterwards, after the malach heard him in his thigh, Yaakov Avinu overcame the angel. V'nitzach es hamalach, he succeeded against the angel. Ad sheloi henichoi lotzis mimenu, to the point where he wouldn't allow the angel to leave, ad shehoi deloi ala brochois, until the angel confirmed the brochois of Yaakov Avinu that he had received. The Koro Shmoi Yisroel, and the angel gave him a new name, Yisroel, Ki Soriso Imelikim Vimanoshim Vatuchal, because you did battle against an angel and against human beings, and you were successful. Hainu Shezocho Lenatseach Hamelchomo At Shezocho Lemoichin Shleimim Shem Bechinas Yisroel Oisi Ois Li Roish Kayadua. This means that Yaakov Avinu was successful in achieving Shleimus Hamoyach, complete Seichel, which is Marumas in the name Yisroel. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the word Yisroel is made up of two words, Li, Roish. I have a Roish, I have Moichin, I have the right Hainu Shezocho LeEitzois Shleimus, meaning he was Zoche to Shleimus Oetzo. Sheheim Ikre Tachlis HaChochma VaMoichin Kanal, which is the main goal and purpose of Seichel. V'zehu, and this is why Yaakov Avinu said to his sons, Hikovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, ki b'tchilo heim b'chinas Yaakov, because at first they're in the category of Yaakov, b'chinas raglin, the feet. Sheshom chaluka soitza, there the advice, the decision is split. It's not clear. We don't have clear advice yet. U'tzrichin milchomo gedoylo l'schazek b'tfila v'tachnunim at shezoichim l'shleimo seitza. And the person has to battle very hard to beg Hashem with tfila and tachnunim that Hashem should give him clarity, Hashem should give him perfection of eitza. Alkein his hirom he kovtsu. This is why Yaakov Avinu said to his sons, Hikovtsu, Sheizkaptsu v'yizchabru yachad, that they must get together, they must unite. Ki ikar hatikin shel hoetza, hu al yidei hizchabrus v'hasholoim v'avo shebein achaverim kanal. Because as we learned earlier, the main concept of tikun hoetza, the main ability to be zircha, to draw the right conclusions, and to come up with the right answers, the right advice, is dependent on Achdus and Sholoim among the Yidden. And when we achieve that, when we achieve the Hikovtsu, then Vishimuel Yisroel Avichom, then you'll be zeche to hear the proper advice. If you'll be zeche to Yisroel, Li Roish. Ki al yidei zeh tizku la'alois mebchinas Yaakov lebchinas Yisroel. Through this Achdus and this Hischabrus between them, they'll be zeche to go from Yaakov to Yisroel. It starts off, Hikovtsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, v'shimuel Yisroel avichem. You'll be zech to make that leap from Yaakov to Yisroel, shubachinas shleimus hamoichin, which means you'll be zech to get to shleimus hamoichin, shehu shleimus ha'itza, which means you'll have the real clarity in coming up with the proper advice, knowing what to do. Paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekinter ha-shloisha shvotim ha-rishoinim al shenim shechu achar eitzois loy toivois. And this is why Yaakov Avinu reprimanded the first three shvotim for the fact that they followed the wrong advice, bad advice. V'omar l'Ruvain, he said to Ruvain, Pachas, pachas kamayim al toisar. You rushed, you jumped to act without first thinking it through properly to make sure you were doing the right thing. Because Reuven was on the wrong track. Reuven made the wrong decision in playing with the bed of his father, moving the bed of his father, shenidmeloi shu eitzah toivah, it seemed to him like he was doing the right thing, lidboya elboy nimoy, to defend the honor of his mother. Because he said, im achoisimi hoisatzorlimi, if my mother's sister was a problem for my mother, that's one thing, that maybe I could swallow. But that her shifcha is going to stand in the way of my mother? No way. Avol bemes loy hoisatoivah. But in truth, he was not right. Because a person has to really think a lot and very carefully before making such a move. Rav Nos, listen to these words. These words are magic. These words are among the most important words that a Jew will ever hear in his life. Rav Nos Zal says that in order for a person to be zeicher to etzo amitius, to the real, real proper advice through which a person will be zeicher to succeed eternally, the person has to think a lot. Leyashev atzmoy harbe. To have a lot of yishuv adas, ulevakeish ulehischanein harbe harbe l'Hashem yisborach, and to plead and beg Hashem a lot, Rav Nosson Zal says twice harbe, sheyizke le'etzois shleimois, to be zeche to the right advice, to the right idea, to the right direction, sheyizke al yodom la'achris toiv, through which the person will be zeche to a good future, to the real future. Was to succeed in this world, real success. V'alkein tzoak Dovid HaMelech Olav HaShalom, and this is why Dovid HaMelech cried out to Hashem and Tehillim, Ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi, how long will I be searching and seeking advice for my nefesh? Shemuvon mize, it's clear from his words, Shehoyachoyshev kol yomov eitzois harbe, that Dovid HaMelech was thinking throughout his entire life, thinking carefully, trying to figure out what the right thing to do is. Vahoyakosheloi loshis eitzois lanafshoi, and it was very difficult for him to come up to be sure that he knew what the right thing to do was. V'alkein tzoak, and this is why he cried out to Hashem, Ad ono oshis eitzois benafshi. V'alkein kinteroi, and this is why Yaakov Avinu blasted Reuven, Pachas kamayim, you rushed, you jumped quickly. Kiloi hoyoloi lemaher kol kach le'etzo kozois, because Reuven didn't have to jump so quick, he didn't have to rush so quick to make an impetuous decision like this. There's a very, very famous story in Breslov about Rav Nosson Zal, that somebody once came to him in his house while he was eating. He was eating a bowl of soup, Rav Nosson Zal, and the person came to him to ask him advice regarding a very important decision in that person's life. And the person told Rav Nosson Zal exactly what the issue was, and he's sitting there waiting for Rav Nosson Zal to give him an answer immediately on the spot. And Rav Nosson Zal's eating the bowl of soup slowly. He's taking a spoon, eats it, then he pauses for a few seconds, for a minute, before he takes the next spoon. So the person said to Rav Nosson Zal, please, I'm sort of in a hurry. I have to develop, you know, could you please, you know, tell me quickly what I should do? Rav Nosson Zal looked at him and smiled, and he said, you're asking me a decision that your whole life is going to be affected by this decision, and you want it quick. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to think carefully whether I should take another spoon of soup or I shouldn't take another spoon of soup. And that takes yishuv adas, that takes thinking. Here, you want me to give you a decision, bim, boom, you know, on something that's going to affect your whole life. You want it in a second, fast food, that's what you think? And this story is told over to make us realize that this issue of eitzah toivah is not bim-bam. It's not fast food. It's not like people think. Some people go to different people, different fortune tellers or other types, and they go, they ask a question, and the guy gives them an answer in 2 seconds, and they walk out, okay, I got my answer, and boom. And in Breslov, we're taught that this issue of eitzah toivah is very, very, very difficult. It's the most important thing in life, just about. And it's one of the most important things that a person has to be mispalled for throughout his entire life. Rabbi Elazar commented when he saw somebody davening, you know, v'sakneinu b'yetza toiva, in the tefillah of Marav, the person went quickly through that sentence. And Rabbi Elazar said, this person doesn't know that we wait for that sentence all day. A Jew waits all day to say those magic words, v'sakneinu b'yetza toiva mufanecha, and to put his whole heart into that, to concentrate every single part of his mind and body when he says those words to Hashem, that he really means it, that he really realizes how much his entire life in this world and his entire future depends on Eitza Toiva, being zeicher to know what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, what to think, what not to think, where to go, where not to go. All of these decisions that each and every one of us is faced with thousands of times throughout the day, for ourselves, for our family members, for people associated with us. And this is a lifelong search, begging Hashem and begging the true tzaddikim and speaking to chaverim, trying to search for Eitza Toiva, trying to always see what the right thing to do is. V'chein kinter Shimon v'Levi, and so too Yaakov Avinu blasted Shimon and Levi. And he said, B'soidom al tovoy nafshi, in their secrets, I don't want to be associated. I don't want my nefesh there at all. And Rabbi Nosson says, B'soidom hainu ba'atzosam, what secrets? We're talking about when they plotted secretly together, when they discussed the great idea of killing Yosef HaTzadik or wiping out the city of Shechem. Al tovay nafshi, ki gam heim lo yhoiso atzosom yofe v'chulu, because they also were not zoiche to the right etzah. We're talking here about the greatest, some of the greatest tzaddikim of all time, the sons of Yaakov Avinu, who are on a much, much higher level than the Tanoim and Amoroim in the Gemara. And by them, the Torah Kedosha tells us that they made mistakes. They made serious mistakes in Eitzah. Aval Yehuda. But when Yaakov Avinu came to Yehuda, now there he didn't blast. There he started praising him right away. Ato yoiducho achecho. You are the praiseworthy one of all your brothers. Ki Yehuda hoida v'loy boish. Because the Torah tells us that Yehuda admitted. He wasn't ashamed to admit that he was wrong. He made a mistake by the incident with Tamar. Shal ze nemar, about this the pasuk says, ato yoiducho achecha. The word yoiducho has several meanings. One of the meanings is lehoidois, to admit, lehit vadot, kemo shom razal, as the Gemara says, hainu ki ze ikar ho eitzo amitius, because this is one of the most important pieces of advice, real advice that a person can have in life, she yoide al chetoi v'lo yevosh, for a person to admit, to confess his sins to Hashem, and not be embarrassed, not be ashamed to spell it out. V'yevakesh tomid me'Hashem yizborach rachmim v'tachnunim she'yimcholoi v'yisakneu b'eitzah shleima, and to beg Hashem constantly with all kinds of pleading that Hashem should forgive me for all the sins, all the mistakes that I've made, and to beg Hashem to give me eitzah toiva, eich lo shuvei lo yizborach, how to be zeicher to return, how to be zeicher to correct everything I need to correct. Sheze haderech hischel Yehuda al yidei sheomad ben isoyen ba'is sheomro hakena. This derech was established by Yehuda when Tamar sent him those things and said to him, recognize, look this over, see if you know what this is. V'kibol olov elboin kozeh, and Yehuda took upon himself this incredible embarrassment, this shame and embarrassment. Ki yoshvu sham shem ve'ever ve'yitzchok ve'yakov, kamay sham razal. Because the Gemara says, who was sitting in that bezin at the time? Which rabbis were sitting there? Yitzchok Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, Shem and Ever, the leading tzaddikim of the generation, was sitting there. And it was an incredible test for Yehuda to see, will he admit openly or chas v'shalom not? V'hu hoide v'loy boish b'fneim. He admitted, he confessed in front of them. V'goram l'ruvain sheyoida gam came. And the Gemara tells us that as a result of Yehuda's confession, He opened the door. He made it easier for Reuven to confess what he had to confess. Vaydeze zocho be'emes sheyotze mimenu kol malchus beis David at sheyavoy moshiach mizaroi. And it's because of this eitzah toiva, because Yehuda did the right thing, that's why he is zocho that malchus beis David comes from him, moshiach comes from him. Sheikar shleimus ho eitzo al yodoi, where we know that the one who is going to be zocho to introduce the greatest advice possible of all time for Klal Yisrael is going to be Moshiach Tzidkenu. Ki hu yamshich eitzoy samuko is koele boilam. He's going to be the one to introduce such deep and important advice at sheyach soer hakoel b'tshuva idezeh, through which he's going to be able to succeed in bringing the entire world to tshuva with his rayonot, with his ideas, with his advice. This is why the pasuk says there by Yehuda, Yishtachavu lecha b'nei avicha, all family members will bow to you. Shekol hamalucha toshuv lebeis David. This is foretelling the future, that in the future the entire kingdom and leadership of Klal Yisrael is going to return to Beis David. Sheyisached hamalchus, the kingdom will be reunited. Bechinas v'lo yechotzu l'shtei mamluchoy soid, as the pasuk says, the kingdom will no longer be split. Shezeo bechinas hisachtu soeitzo, dahinu tikkun oeitzo. And as we said before, this corresponds, this is the same concept as no more split decision. The decisions will no longer be split. All the decisions will be clear. They'll be one. Vizehu, and this is where the pasuk says, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda. No tribe will separate from Yehuda. The word shevet means tribe. The word shevet also means authority, the stick. Dahainu bechinas shevet sofer. This also refers to shevet sofer, which means the writings, the teachings. Bechinas ribui hasforim shel haTorah kedusha. Shu bechinas tikkun oeitzah kanal. This refers to the multitude of sforim we spoke about earlier, which is the tikkun for emunas chachamim, which is the tikkun oeitzah. The more sforim, the more we clarify the Torah kedusha. Vizehu umechoikek mi bein raglov. And the pasuk says there, lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, umechoikek mi bein raglov, umechoikek hainu haTorah. Mechoikek refers to the Torah. Shemisham kol haetzlis, which is the source of all advice. Vizehu umechoikek mi bein raglov, sheyamshich etzois haTorah lebechinas raglin. This means that he'll be zeche to draw the etzois even into the feet. L'chol hamadregois hatachtoines, which means even into the lower extremities, the lower levels. Hainu sheber cho Yaakov shelo yosur shevet mizaroi. This was the broch of Yaakovinu to Yehuda, that the shevet will never leave his children. Hainu shevet sofer, hainu ribu yasforim shel haTorah kedusha. Shisrabu hasforim al yedei zaroi. This was alluding to the many sforim which will be introduced through his children, through the family tree of Dovid HaMelech, which is Rashi HaKodosh, which is the Baal Shem Tov HaKodosh, which is Rabbeinu Zal, all the tzaddikim who come from this illustrious yichus, from Dovid HaMelech. Shal yodom yizgalu eitzoy samukois. Through them will be revealed that this deep, profound advice, sheyoiru lebchinas horaklin, l'chol amadrigas hatachtonis, which will bring light to the feet, to the lowest levels. Bechinas umechoikek mi bein raglov kanal. And the pasuk continues, ad ki yovoi shiloi, until shiloi will come, do Moshe Moshiach, the Zohar HaKadosh says, shiloi is bigimatria Moshe, who is synonymous with Moshiach. Ki al yidei elu ho eitzois hagdoishois, because through this holy advice, which will be brought to everybody, even to those people on the lowest levels, through this, Klal Yisrael will be zeche to return to Hashem. And through this will be zeche to the coming of Moshiach, who is synonymous, who is together with Moshe Rabbeinu, Shehu Pele Yoyetz. Moshiach is called this wondrous advisor. Shemimenu nimshochim kol hoetzlis amitiyois. From him come forth all the real advice, the real true advice.